encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Oh, I'm excited about today's Encouraging Prayer discussion. Today, we're going to dive into prayer without words. James, does this mean we're going to have radio silence?
Yes, let's start now. Okay, praying without words is something you don't hear about too often, but learning about it can help us so much when we pray.
Yeah, before we went on the air, you were telling me about a discovery that you'd made this past week that, man, I thought that was amazing.
Right. I have a new friend who's a rare Christian book dealer, and I now have a page from one of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's sermons, edited in his own handwriting, and in it, he talks about praying without words.
Yeah, and you know, if someone like Spurgeon goes there, this isn't anything weird or mystical, right? It's just solid practice for praying, so I'm sure everybody's with me. What did he say?
Yeah, well, the sermon is entitled Joy, Joy Forever, and he said, here's the quote, "What is sweeter than to say with the tears in one's eyes, my Lord, I love thee, to sit down and have nothing to ask for, no words to utter, but only for the soul to love. Is this not heavenly?" And then he goes on and he talks about this ocean depth of unutterable love because of Jesus. But I love this because Spurgeon is really talking about his own practice of prayer here. You know, there would be times when he would simply sit there and lift his heart to God with love. And that's the best thing about learning how to pray with words. We just love. We adore God from the heart, lifting our hearts to him in love. And you can do this anytime, anywhere, many times throughout the day. It really is part of the secret of learning how to pray without ceasing.
Wow, I love that, because if we're trying to talk all the time, like any good car salesman, it can easily become all about us, and we can run out of things to say. But if we just love, wow, I mean, we can do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, just lift your heart in love to him. Just love him. And I think it's a very childlike way to pray, just clinging to our Savior by loving him. But it also helps us to quiet ourselves and to listen. And this is just one way that we can pray without words. There are others.
Well, let's go there.
Okay. Well, just as you can move your heart with love toward God, you can also do this for others as well and pray for them without words. Frank Laubach was a missionary to the Philippines a generation ago. We've talked about him before. He invented the Laubach literacy method. And he used to practice something that he called flash praying. And he called it that because it could happen that quickly in a flash. It's one of the things I love about it. You know, you can think so much faster than you can talk. So an example of this might be the teacher in the classroom who looks at a student and simply loves him from the heart, you know, asking God to bless him, but without words. And Richard Foster writes about this, I think in Celebration of Discipline. And he pointed out how some teachers saw some very interesting positive results in their children in the classroom when they prayed this way. And, you know, you can do this in a moment for anyone, anywhere, sitting on the bus, sitting in church. Again, you know, you love and you pray at the same time, mindful of God's presence with you in the moment, as if to say, Lord, pour out your love on this person. And it's another way of letting God love through you.
You know, this also makes me think about what Paul wrote in Romans 8 about the Spirit helping us in our weakness and interceding for us with those wordless groans.
Exactly. You know, so there it is, right out of Scripture. The Spirit even intercedes for us like this without words.
I love this because sometimes when we pray, the words just won't come. But you can really lift whatever emotion it is in your encountering right into the moment with God.
Yeah, you really can. I mean, you may be grieving deeply and the words won't come, but you can cry out to Jesus, or you may be happy about something and you just want to praise God for it, and you can lift your happiness to Him as well, you know, again, without words. So, you know, it's a beautiful way to pray.
Yeah, this takes some of the pressure off, doesn't it? I mean, we don't have to focus so much on what we're going to say all the time, although that is important.
Right, yeah. And, you know, of course there are times where we'll make specific requests of God and want to articulate our praise to Him or our needs, you know, absolutely. But I like to think about praying without words as another way that we abide in Him. You know, when you're with someone you love, you're not talking all the time. You know, at least I hope not. You know, you're also listening and simply being quiet together. And those are the best of friendships, where you don't always need words. And our friendship with God should be like that.
So you could say it's a way of, you know, hanging out with Jesus.
Yeah, you could. I mean, and that brings me to, you know, another way. If you think about it, of praying without words, you can rest. You know, we can rest our souls in Him. I like to think of John leaning into Jesus at the Last Supper. And, you know, I mentioned before, sometimes I'm going to bed at night and I'll put my head on my pillow and lean into it as if I'm leaning into Jesus. I love doing that. But I also love doing this in the middle of the day, just resting in Him. You know, everything is so busy and I've got so much to do, but then I just lean into Him. I just rest in Him in my spirit. And, you know, or when you're tempted, it helps, to know that He's right there. And whenever you do this, you know, His peace comes as a result.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, Jesus really is Emmanuel, God with us. And when we rest in Him, there's nothing like the peace He gives. James, would you close us with prayer? Because this is radio, you know, try some words.
Let's go. Lord, thank You. Thank You that we can come to You, that You understand what's on our hearts and we don't even have to articulate it. You are so good. Oh, Lord, help us to rest in You. Help us to love others with our prayers as well. We praise You for this incredible privilege. We praise You that we get to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.